Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Father, we worship you. Stand with me, if you would. Just stand with me. Thank you, Pastor Bill. Thank you, Pastor Bill. Father, we worship you. We worship you for who you are. You're the creator of the universe. God's word says, your word says, you're the bright and morning star. You're the lily of the valley, the most beautiful of all lilies. We choose to call you heaven's rose. God, you are amazing. God, you are amazing. You are amazing. Father, we worship you. There is none like you, God. There is none like you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the mercy that you showed to me personally from the cross 2,000 years ago. Thank you that even then, you foresaw me coming. Even then, you foresaw the desperate state that I would be in. Even then, you saw the wretched person, God, that I would be. And I want you to know, if you're just fairly new at SCRC, we don't use that term as a humble term, as somehow. No, the truth, we get ourselves here. We get ourselves. Sin is wretched. The Bible says that none of us have gone through this world without sin. For all have sinned, the Bible says, and fallen short of the glorious presence of God, or the glorious nature of who God is. And so when you add me plus sin, that's pretty wretched. So that's not a humble state. That's just truth. And in Christ, that is removed. It's transformed by the renewing of my mind. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. My mind is renewed. The wretchedness is removed. And a state of righteousness every day is being placed upon me. Pastor Bill, what you prayed today, what actually Pastor Bill prayed over this church, is a blessing for 2019. The words, and then he said this, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And as he said that, I had to grab this really quick because I just felt so empowered by what God's Spirit wanted to say today. But in Jesus' name, and listen to this. John 14:12-14 says, this is Jesus speaking, verily, verily, I tell you, in this New International Version, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will even do greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. In other words, I'm turning it over to you. Get this, but get this, the power of it. It's like, okay, that's the engine, but there's no gas in it yet. I mean, yet revealed. It is there, but listen. He says, I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son, not us. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Are you ready to get into the Word?
Yeah.
You ready to get into the Word? Listen, let me talk to you about that in the name of Jesus thing. When we were kids, we were taught, you know, we sang the song, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons, you guys are old enough to remember that song, demons will have to flee, for when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before us. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. That was the whole chorus, remember it? It ain't true if we don't come in the name of Jesus, though.
That's right.
It's not, those aren't magic words that we sum up as a potion. The whole idea of coming in the name of Jesus has nothing to do with verbal. It's not about us yelling in Jesus' name. Because I was always, you know, when I seen those spooky movies. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Satan, you cannot know. You cannot put fear in me. You can't put fear in me. No, I'm not going to operate in fear. Look under the bed. No. It's not about a verbal declaration of in Jesus' name. That's powerful. Because demons run at the declaration of his name. But that's not it. He said you can ask for anything if you're operating in my name. That's the difference. It's not about a verbal declaration. It's if you're operating, if you're in my name. And it's kind of like when the police officers, and I won't point them out in the room. But when a police officer comes, do you think when I get pulled over, I'm not going to tell you if I did anything wrong, but if I get pulled over for whatever the thing is, you know, if I'm going a little too fast, they don't walk up to me and they don't walk up to me and say, hey, my name's John. I pulled you over. You don't have to. You see, they come to me in the name of the state of Missouri. Or they come to me in the name of O'Fallon, the city of O'Fallon, which is backed by the state of Missouri, which is in the name of the United States of America, which is in the name of the Constitution of the United States, and it's backed for by the people and for the people of the United States. You see, they came in the name of the law that is backed by authority. And we come in the name of the law that is backed by the authority. If we're coming, can I tell you, I don't sit there and say, I don't think you have a right to pull me over. I don't do that because he's wearing the authority uniform. And Jesus says, get the picture. If you're wearing the authority uniform, what happens if I pull a car over? If I happen to have, you know, there are such things as spotlights you can get on cars. What if I pull a car over? And I say, I'm a police officer, at least self-appointed. What happens? What's the charge? Impersonating an officer. That ain't good. How about impersonating a Christian? Did you ever see an Elvis impersonator? That ain't good. I've seen them. That's not good. I've seen impersonators. And this year I want to just declare upon St. Charles River Church today, we're not impersonating the Son of Man. We're not impersonating Him. We're being empowered by Him. There's a difference in that. Because when we come in the authority of the name of Jesus, having, you know, police officers and military people, they raise their right hand. And they take an oath, and they are saying, and they are charged with authority. You have been charged. You ain't supposed to be able to raise your hand, Nate. You ain't supposed to be able to raise your hands. You ain't supposed to be able to walk in here, dude. In Jesus' name, the man that rolls, get the power in the name of Jesus. What happens in the name of Jesus? People start walking that aren't supposed to walk. Jesus looks at him and he says, get up and follow me. That's what happens in the name of Jesus. But what happens in the name of religion is people stand around and just sing in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thinking there's a magic potion. And then the enemy doesn't run. You get that? The enemy doesn't run. Because he knows we didn't come in the name of Jesus. We're impersonators. We're not empowered followers of Jesus. There's a difference in being empowered followers of Christ and impersonators of Christians. I don't want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christ follower. People die, and you know what I'm saying. Please don't anybody get all upset at me because I said I don't want to be a Christian. Don't get mad at me. I'll quote my pastor. He said he don't want to be a Christian anymore. And I want to be a Christ follower Christian. How's that? Did that help anybody? People get mad. I can just see sometimes. Get mad at me. I don't want anybody mad at me. I want to be a Christ follower Christian. I want to be the kind that actually come in the name of Jesus, charged with the authority. Anybody else besides me, were you ever registered for the draft? Raise your hand. Were you registered for the draft? How many of you, you were registered years ago? Many of you were originally. I was in the class of 79 high school, Parkway North. First year. Don't act like that's old. And I can tell you that I had to be registered. It was the first year they restarted up the draft registration. Some of you shaking your head, you must have been in that first year. 79 registration, remember it? And I forgot. Until the last day, and I was supposed to pick up my fiance at St. Anthony's Hospital that day. She had just had her wisdom teeth taken out, and she's sitting right there, now 37 years of my wife. Yes, she still likes me. Most of the time. Loves me every day. But anyway, so I was supposed to go down there because I told her parents I was going to go down there. Long story short, I go to the post office at Dorset Road. Anybody know where the Maryland Heights post office is? So I fly there at 6 in the morning before I head to St. Anthony's to make sure I'm where I said, because I want to make a good impression on my future mother-in-law. I already secured my father-in-law. He already loved me. But I was just trying to make sure my mother-in-law would love me. No amens on that. No amens on that one. Okay, thank you, Nate. I love you too, buddy. You hang with me. So I go up to the door. It's locked. There's no post office open. This isn't Walgreens 48-hour pharmacy or 24-hour for 48-hour. 24. Don't, Kelly, don't you even start. This ain't Walgreens 24-hour pharmacy. So I'm knocking, I'm pounding on the door, and God bless him. This old janitor comes up. He's mopping in the back. He comes up. He looks at me. He said, Barry, what's this story got to do with anything? I'm getting there. Just be patient with me. He looks at me through the door. He said, what do you need? I said, I need to register for the draft. It's the last day. He said, yes, it is. We're looking through glass here. I said, I forgot. And I got to be in South County all day with my fiance. She just had surgery. Well, he turns the lock. Says, come on in. I know that paper's around here somewhere, and I'm dying. Goes over to the table, the tall table there. I don't know if it's still there on the right, but it is? Okay. Well, let's see. And he said, I think this is the one. Fill it out if you would. And I said, that's all I got to do. He said, well, fill it out. I got the janitor telling me what to do. I filled it out, and he says, now turn and face me, and I did. Said, raise your right hand, and I did. Man's in uniform. That's closest I could get to the United States military. The man's in uniform. It's a true story. As the Lord is my witness, this is an absolutely how it happened story. And he said, do you solemnly swear that all the information, whatever that you've is legitimate, it is true, and you were available to serve in the United States Armed Forces, if, you know, whatever. And I said, I do. He said, well, let's hope it works. I don't want anybody doing that in the kingdom. Do you? Do you know, kind of not sure how to get you to heaven. Kind of not, well, it kind of looks like this. This is what I see them do. That's called impersonators. I did get my registration form in 3 weeks, by the way. Yes, I love the right janitor. A man in uniform gets the job done. That's an honest before God true story. It's exactly how it happened. And I was registered for the draft. But you know what? I don't want you to accidentally get into the kingdom. I don't want you to accidentally find, if it's not in here, don't go with it. If it's in here, go with it in the name of Jesus. Get in the name of Jesus. Get a fresh start in 2019. Pastor Bill, that's a powerful prayer. If we would get what you spoke over us today, and Lord, I pray you bless us, that you cover us in 2019 in Jesus' name. I don't just mean bless us. I mean cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Empower us in Jesus' name. Everybody turn if you would to Isaiah 61. This is what Jesus actually read this to start his ministry. He had just come out of the desert. He literally had just come out of the desert. If you read just before that, you'll see that was where the temptations were of Christ in the desert. And Jesus comes out of the desert. And this is the proclamation at the beginning of his ministry. And I want to read this over you because I believe this could be the proclamation over your ministry. Words that are spoken from here today, words that have already been spoken from these platforms, this platform in the many years gone by, words that are spoken are powerful, empowered words over you. They're prophetic words to make things come to pass, calling things into existence that aren't yet as though they were. And they will come into existence in the name of Jesus, not just because you go to church. Everybody get that? It isn't about going to church. In fact, I got to tell you, people do things, nasty things in the name of Christianity around the world. I've been in Belfast. And I've prayed on the Catholic side of the wall, and I've prayed on the Protestant side of the wall. And they shoot each other. Now, they haven't in years that we know of, but that's what they did with the IRA. And remember Michael McNamee, the missionary that comes here from Convoy of Hope? He has 3 bullets still in his body because he was as a 17-year-old boy in the IRA, and they were shooting Protestants. And they were shooting him. He stood next to a wall and he said, don't look at it, but I'm going to show you. I'm going to tap on a wall on this side of the Catholic wall. And I want you to notice the name when you happen to look down. Don't stare. He said, notice the name. It was his father's name. It's right where his father was gunned down. He said, I want to walk over this way just a little bit. I'm going to stand on a stone that's got a name. And he walked about 30, 40 feet. And he said, I just want you to look down at the stone as you go by. Because here's the thing. People are still watching from the other side of the wall. Those are martyrs. You see, anybody that goes to honor the martyr may get shot. Especially if they're family members. They figure they're probably family members coming to honor the martyr. And he walks over a stone. I look down. I said, McNamee. He said, that's my brother. He was shot down right there. Do you know that Michael McNamee married a little Protestant girl, born again, spirit-filled little girl? Her name is Beryl. She's been in this church several times. He married that little girl. Michael came to know Jesus Christ as the Lord of his life, and now he's leading people to Jesus. Not Catholics, not Protestants. He's not excluding Protestants. He jokes a lot about the Protestants over there being slightly less than smart. He still jokes about, but there is this fun nature in Michael, and he's got this, he got Jesus. He's in the name of Jesus now. He's in the binding, powerful, amazingly uplifting, transformational name of Jesus. And he used to shoot people. He showed me the article in the newspaper where he and another guy held off those Protestant blankety 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 blanks. That's the G-rated version of what the article said. And they held them off in a candy store eating candy all day with only 22 pistols and 22 rifles. Well, every time somebody start to raise their head to come towards them, they just shoot another bullet out the candy store. And they keep eating candy. And they finally figured out how to get out the back door of the candy store after one full day. But see, when Jesus comes into the picture, you don't want to shoot that guy anymore. You want to love your enemy. You see, boy, I've heard church attenders say nasty things about people all my life. Some of the nastiest things I've ever heard said. Am I the only one? Some of the nastiest things I ever heard said, I heard said in church towards other Christians. They're not shooting literal bullets, but the Bible says, that's murder to speak or to slander another brother. That's murder. And I would contend we got to draw the line as believers for 2019. If we're really going to come in the name of Jesus, listen, we got to start actually getting in the name of Jesus. Covered by the name of Jesus, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ that is life transformational. We did the communion time this morning, this time of honoring and remembering what Christ did for us. Remembering, that's not just a ceremony. That's not a service. He said, do this until I come back. That is like, listen, I want you to remember, this is a memorial of my death and your death. And our resurrection. You don't forget the resurrection part. Don't forget the resurrection. That sets us apart from any other faith walk in the world. Our beloved Savior not only died, everybody died, by the way, every leader of every other common religious move. And by the way, Jesus didn't come to start a religion. He came to set us free from religion. Got three of you agreed with that. Okay. That's true. Christ didn't come to start up. I've heard people say, and actually I've said it to me. Well, Jesus was the first Christian. Oh no. Oh, that so isn't who Jesus was. Jesus is the one who set us free from religion. Jesus was Jewish. If you don't know, he was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. And he came to set us free from all that junk that man threw on faith-based relationship with God. You say, well, there wasn't faith-based. It was just the law. Tell that to Abraham. Tell that to Abraham. His righteousness was credited unto him. His faith, rather, was credited unto him as righteousness. There was a faith walk long before the cross. So I just want to read this. Listen to what Jesus said. And I want to speak this over you because I believe that the power of things that are said over us as a church this year, we're going to start speaking prophetically and recognizing that things that are spoken from here are not just about, oh, that was good today. Oh, no. I'm going to apply that. Lord, let me run with that. God, let me catch when Pastor Bill says, in the name of Jesus, from now on, it's not the way to close a prayer. No, it's the way to invoke the presence of God. Why don't we, when we come in the name of Jesus, I mean, it's the invoking of the presence of God. It's not, you know, it's not the thing you say right before you say amen. It's become a prayer. I'm going to say a prayer. Quit saying prayers. Start invoking things in the name of Jesus. As we come in the name of Jesus, start speaking things. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. If you know, Rex will be here, by the way, this coming Sunday. Rex always gets frustrated with me because whenever I go to a shopping mall with him, and how many know I take him to shopping malls when Rex comes? I always take him to shopping malls. I'm a rare breed of a male that actually loves to go to the mall. What are we going to the mall for, Bear? You'll see. And so invariably, we will go, and there are no parking places. And I'll say, Lord, in Jesus' name, give me a great space. And Rex is like, Bear, I got to give it to you. Yeah. Oh, there it is right there. Bear, I got to give it to you. I've never seen anybody pray for good parking before. I said, well, I do. I actually prayed over my daughters. I prayed it over my wife. I pray for safety reasons. Good parking isn't just always the most convenient spot. It's the safest spot. Do you hear me? Good parking may end up, see, if I end up at the end of the lot and I did at Galleria a couple weeks ago, there's a reason I'm up here. Because I'm operating in the name of Jesus. What do you think? We just kind of check out from that when we go shopping? Everywhere we go in His name. Aren't we looking to do something in His name? Everywhere we go, don't let me forget this. Everywhere we go, aren't we going in His name? I'm looking for two, what are these things? Two turtlenecks today. No, yeah, I am, but I'm in His name. Listen to this. For the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed, I said Sovereign Lord. Sovereign Lord. We don't want to just right on through that. The Spirit of the Sovereign Creator who spoke things into existence, and Jesus said, if I believe in what He's doing, when He leaves, I'll be doing what He's doing, and I'll be doing it greater, in greater ways, because I'm coming in the name of Jesus, the same Spirit that's on Him. Because He's reading this, by the way. He is reading this in the temple. when he's reading this when he starts his ministry. They hand him the scroll and he starts reading it. And then they're just sitting there going, because he's reading it with authority. He wasn't just reading the words from Isaiah 61 when Isaiah wrote the, no. He reads these same words. He says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Everywhere we go, we got good news. It's not just people who, it's not referring to the financially bankrupt only. By the way, that could be some of us. It's the poor in spirit. It's those who are hurting. It's those that are, and listen, it goes on to say, he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. How many people do you know whose hearts are broken? Families that are torn up. Their hearts are broken. Their children have become ill. They're having to watch their children suffer. We just had a tragedy. I can't even talk about it. Not long ago in St. Charles County, where a child with a nail gun. Oh my God. I can't even tell you what the name of the family is. If you know it, yell it real quick. But this family needs prayer. I mean, they really need believers in Jesus Christ. Christ followers, people who actually come in His authority. They need us to be praying for them. We don't know them. Who cares if we know them? They're hurting people. Christ knows them. And He's right there in speak it into existence. Lord, bring faith into that family. Bring healing into that family. Bring comfort, God, into that family. The child is, according to the thing we saw in the news and the article I read, outside of a miracle, there's no hope. Just got a hold of a nail gun. How many brokenhearted do you know? He says, to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom from the captives, and to release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Everybody, will you make a proclamation over your family? This is the year of the Lord's favor for my family. That is a powerful statement. This is the year of the Lord's favor for me and for my family. Man, start believing that. Well, I didn't say it. Jesus did. And the same Spirit that can speak that into existence for the people of Israel. And listen, He spoke it into existence because He is the Word of God. And the Word, capital W, became flesh and He dwelt among us. The Word is saying, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. And He has anointed me and appointed me to preach good news. Why? Because I've got it. I'm the bearer of the good news. You think those with bad news are going to go tell everybody the good news? They don't know it. They may go to church. I'm not talking, I know we judge. We need to quit judging according to the way people do their services. Well, they're dead. Can I tell you, I've been in black church. We're dead. If you want to compare, I've done church in East St. Louis. I've done church in Latin America. We dead. If you want to compare how people do services, I'm not saying we are. You hear what I'm saying? If that's how you falsely judge, oh, they were louder than this group. They were, no, we have fun with that. When I say, well, three people agree with that. I hope you know I'm playing with you. I'm not thinking really only three of you agree. I just think there's a silent majority. So I go over to the loudest side and have fun anyway. It's not about comparing who's louder, who's not. No. This is about recognizing that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. And I may be even quiet in the way I go about it, but I can tell you, it's powerful when it's released. Do you know when Jesus read this in the temple? Do you know when He rolled it back up? Read it. He rolls it back up and He rolls the scroll back up and He hands it back to the server. And they said, hey, what is it with this guy? Isn't this Joseph the carpenter's son? They were touched by the authority and the peace. And then Jesus said, by the way, scriptures are fulfilled today by my reading this. He spoke it into existence. Back with Isaiah. And now he's speaking it. The very God. Get the picture. The God that spoke it into Isaiah. In Isaiah 61. The real author of it. We think Isaiah wrote it. No, he didn't. The guy who finally spoke it about 1,000 years later. Approximately. Now he's finally saying it live. It's a live version of what he spoke into Isaiah back in Isaiah 61. For the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. That same Spirit is upon you and upon me. If we come in the name of Jesus, and if you don't, I want to talk to you for just a second. Bow your heads with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, in that powerful, transforming name, we want a fresh start. Some of us in this room, we need a fresh start. I'm asking you, Father, for a fresh start for those that are so desperate. They just don't, they maybe even know how to get this fresh start, but they've never had the brave spirit to say, as for me and my house, as of this date in January 2019, this is the year of the Lord's favor over me and my house. Whoever dwells with me in my house, this is the year of the Lord's favor. If that is you today and you want a brand new beginning in Jesus Christ, perhaps you've been in church, perhaps you haven't. That's not the issue. The issue is, do you want to make sure you leave here in the name, under the authority, being fully charged with, being fully empowered by the Spirit of the living God, that the Spirit of the Lord, as Jesus said, you want that same Spirit up on you for life transformational purposes. Raise your hand in the name of Jesus. Raise your hand high. Father, keep it up. Father, no one's looking around. No one is looking around. Lord, we are not going to serve in a powerless, pathetic thing called Christianity. We're going to serve in a powerfully united, life transformational organization, whatever you want to call it, but you called it your family. We're going to serve in the family of God to transform the world. And St. Charles River Church has its world right here. And we also go around the world. Our mission statement you gave to us, God, across the street and around the world. And Father, we're saying in the name of Jesus, under the authority of that name, God, empower us like we've never been empowered before to actually speak life into people, speak hope into people, set the captive free, bind up the brokenhearted. God, give us words, give us boldness, give us passion, like we've never had before at St. Charles River Church. Would you awaken us into your name? I pray in Jesus' name. Awaken us into your name. Awaken us into the power of the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord that is upon us to preach good news. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Socialist, or whatever you think you may be. Set loose of that. Get rid of that stuff. Follow Jesus. There's not a Republican going to go to heaven. Not a conservative. Not a Democrat. Not a liberal. Not a socialist. Only those who come in the name of Jesus. That is the word of the Lord that is proclaimed here on this first Sunday of 2019. Not only for SCRC, but for the hope of the world. Amen. The hope of the world. And I believe that God, listen to me, I believe Rick Warren once said this, and I actually believe this, the hope of the world. Now don't get mad at me when I say that. Listen to the whole statement. The hope of the world is the local church. Now get this. Of course it's Jesus. But he chose to use the family of God. He said in the verse I read to you, you, when I leave, will do greater things. You see, he said, you will be the hope carriers. What's the gospel mean? What is the definition of the gospel is? You're going to bear the good news. So go bear it. And bear it boldly. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, God, you are so good. You are so good to us. You are so good to us. You've set some free in this room. You've set some free that were bound up with religion. You might have even set a few Assembly of God people free, God. Yeah, God, you're good to us. Don't get mad at me. I'm ordained through the Assemblies of God. So, Lord, thank you for loving us as you do. Thank you for teaching us as you do. Thank you for being patient with us as you are. Thank you for, get this, thank you for adoring us when we're unadorable. I want to tell you, before I just got to tell you, when I see Mitzi come into the room, don't you just, if you're not a dog person, you won't get this. When I see Mitzi come into the room, Bob, what is your, where's Bob go? Bob with the, what's your puppy's name? I know it, I'm blank. What's your dog's name? Is it? Vivian. Don't you just want to kiss them? Aren't they adorable? Have you smelled their breath? That ain't so adorable. But you know, God loves us. Even when we're stinking at unadorable. And our breath's bad. I saw Vivi come in the door a while ago and Vivi's tongue is like. I'm not kidding. Go look at that. Go look at Vivi. Doesn't its tongue hang out all the time? It's so stinking adorable. You get close to it, you smell. All dogs have dog breath, right? So it's no. I'm a dog person. I love dog. But you know what? God's a people person, God. He's a people person, God. Thank God. Yes. He adores you. He absolutely, get this, on your stinking worst unadorable day. Don't keep shaking your head at me, Pam. I'm like, yes, that's true. That she's looking at me. Look at somebody else. On your stinking most unadorable day. I see heaven doing this. And if you're a oneness person, don't get mad at me. Okay, I see the Father looking at the Son going, would you look at him? Ain't he adorable? Now, if you're a oneness person, here's how it goes. He sure is wonderful. He sure is wonderful. He sure is adorable. So see, I can help you with your doctrine there. Doesn't matter to me what you are. Doesn't matter to me what you are. I don't care. But there's this adoring thing. He adores us. Doesn't he, Pastor Harvey? I want you to know something. I sat with this man. I've known him since I was 12. That's true. When I first threw watermelon on him. I've known him all my life. This man has, you know what he's done? He's given Jesus away. How many years? 37 years in the pastorate? But how many more years? How many years have you served God? 60. He's just given Jesus away. He actually came in the name of a Jew. That's a completed Jew sitting over here. He found the Savior. He found Messiah. He found Yeshua. He's a completed Jew. He found Jesus. And so what's he doing? He keeps giving him away. He doesn't know not to. Because the Jew was told, when you find the Messiah, give him away. Why don't we just realize something? We're only adopted into this whole Jewish throne thing. And one day, I'm going to get royal. I'm already covered by a royal. Seriously, I'm royalty, bought and paid for by a king. When we get the picture, he does better than anybody probably in this room. Father, I'm going to let you go. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. To the greatest experience of who you are that we've ever had in these 19 years, let it go. Let it flow through St. Charles River Church in that name. Give the Lord a huge hand. Will you do that?
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive Weldon Springs, Missouri 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.